This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says Iraqi and Kurdish forces are, in his words, ahead of schedule so far.
But this is obviously an important part of this broader effort to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL. It's an indication that that effort is moving forward, but there's still a lot of important work to be done before that goal will be realized.
The operation in the Mosul area involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, and Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other support from the U.S.-led coalition. U.S. officials have described the mission as a decisive moment in the campaign against the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, Turkey would like to be involved in the operation, as we hear from Dorian Jones.
As the military offensive to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants began, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan launched a verbal salvo against Baghdad, demanding a role in the offensive.
Ne diyorlar? Türkiye Musul'a girmesin.
He said why Turkey should not enter Mosul. Turkey, he said, has a 350-kilometer border with Iraq, but others who have nothing to do with the region are entering the city. Baghdad has ruled out any Turkish role. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing for an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said that Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the U.S. election is rigged against him. Trailing in the polls 3 weeks ahead of the November 8th election, Trump disparaged what he called the dishonest and distorted national news media that he says is promoting Clinton's candidacy. He complained about the way the media is covering the story about a group of women who accuse him of making unwanted sexual advances. A new survey by the political website Politico and the polling company Morning Consult shows many Americans are skeptical about the integrity of the election, with 41% of voters believing it could be stolen from Trump. The group WikiLeaks, which has gained notoriety for leaking government and corporate secrets, claimed Monday that the internet link of its founder, Julian Assange, has been intentionally severed by a state party. Writing on Twitter, WikiLeaks later said it had activated appropriate contingency plans for Assange, who has remained holed up in Ecuador's London embassy since 2012 to avoid arrest. Sweden is attempting to extradite Assange over an alleged sex offense. A WikiLeaks spokesman links the cutoff to recent revelations by WikiLeaks about U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. U.S. government officials denied that the U.S. State Department colluded with the Federal Bureau of Investigation to change the classification of a Hillary Clinton email concerning the 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya. A summary of FBI interviews shows a Bureau official telling investigators that Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy pressured the FBI to declassify information in one of the emails from Clinton's private server, essentially hiding the message. Critics have accused the agency of agreeing to the reclassification in exchange for gaining additional slots for FBI officials in Baghdad. A spokesman Monday disputed the accusation. The editor-in-chief of the Kremlin-funded television network RT claimed Monday that all of the network's bank accounts in Britain have been closed. Margarita Simonyan did not say why the actions had been taken. However, there is an ongoing case involving claims against Russia from shareholders of the now-defunct oil firm Yukos. That case has led to the freezing of Russian assets abroad, including those of state media. A Virginia man has pleaded guilty to trying to help the Islamic State militants. Harris Kumar faces up to 20 years in prison. The U.S. State Department said he tried to help Islamic State militants encourage lone wolf attacks in Washington, D.C. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.